the satellite. Body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve.
Welcome to Chubbs Gone Wild, episode 643, recorded on Monday, May 25th, 2026.
Isn't that Memorial Day?
Why, yes, it is. How did you know? Did you remember?
Yeah.
Yes, it is Memorial Day, and I will not say happy Memorial Day because that just seems odd to me.
Yeah, it does sound a little strange.
How about Blessed Memorial Day or grateful. I don't know, but it is Memorial Day. And it is also 76 degrees and sunny outside and super windy in Chubland. Once again, where it is 40 days until Independence Day and 159 until Halloween and a mere 214 till Christmas. It's just sneaking right up on us. Yes, it is. And I was going to ask you, it's going to be the 250th anniversary of America being United States anyway. And are you seeing all the 250th party favors and stuff out?
No, I don't go out.
Oh, well, they're in the stores and the byways and everything. Yes, there's a lot of stuff that's all like 250 years. And I'm like, wow, what a bunch of cheap shit. That is just tacky. But, considering, there we go. Anyway, let's have a moment of affirmation.
Oh.
Take a deep breath. I belong everywhere I go. That's true. I do. I belong everywhere I go because there I am. Is that that's the I am there. I'm here. Therefore, I am there. I don't know. Some of these are just crazy. So, what do you think about on Memorial Day?
What do I, it is the unofficial start of summer.
Oh, that's true. That does. That's what I always think of too.
It's a time to honor suckers and liars. No, losers, losers.
Yes, thank you. Mr. 45, 47, 50. Anyway, no, but yeah, exactly. So I have actually a lot of my family served, so there's that, and they're gone now. Now, is that specifically for people that died in war, or is it for people who served and then have passed?
I think it's for people who have died during war.
Okay.
But it does honor all veterans, who have died as well. So it's... I'm not sure.
Memorial Day is for dedicated to mourning and honoring the military personnel who died while serving in the okay. So I do know that there's a few relatives that died during service, but that was like long before I was even alive. So
well, yeah, because in your lifetime there hasn't been a whole lot of major war.
Right. However, sadly, because of some conflicts, there are more people who are observing that day today.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on to happier things, starting with Patreon, which offers folks a way to support creators like us and receive rewards not open to the general public, like podcasts, videos, books, and more. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Stossage from Zuniverse, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix Dave, Kingsley, Cappy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/mattbilligame to find out how you can become a member of our little family for as little as $1 a month. And with that, we look back into this day in history. May 25th. In 1787, the Constitutional Convention began the process that would lead to the U.S. Constitution. And later would be destroyed. The 1844 Samuel Morse sends the first long-distance telegraph message. What hath God wrought? Okay, probably a misspelling in there. In 1935, Jesse Owens set the tie for ties for multiple world records. 1961, John F. Kennedy announced the goal of landing a man on the moon. In 1977, Star Wars premiered in theaters and became a cultural phenomenon. Phenomena. And in 2008, NASA's Phoenix Mars lander confirms the presence of water ice on Mars. Beautiful. And then in 2011, the final episode of The Oprah Winfrey Show aired after 25 years. And in 2020, George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis, leading to worldwide protests and renewed conversations about racial justice and policing. Now, there were some celebrity birthdays today. In 1803, Ralph Waldo Emerson. 1926, Miles Davis. 1927, the born identity author Robert Ludlum. And we have 1939, Ian McKellen. Oh, such a treasure. In 1963, Mike Myers. 1968, Karen Parsons. Who's Karen Parsons?
Yeah, I don't know.
Not for sure you could tell me because the name sounded so familiar. All right, 1969, Emmett Smith. And 1978, we have Allison Hannigan, the wonderful woman who gave us the cultural this one time at band camp. Is nobody can start this one time without somebody saying in band camp. And then we have 1984, Jordan Sparks. Woohoo. A couple celebrity what?
There's also Cillian Murphy.
I don't know that.
He was the star of the nuclear bomb movie, Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer,
Oppenheimer.
and he
Oh.
won the Oscar for it. Octavia Spencer, her birthday's today.
Oh, I love her. What? We need to step it up. This site needs to step it up because it's very,
Frank
very important
Oz.
nowadays.
Frank Oz of the Muppets,
Amazing cultural icon.
and let's see, there's another one I saw. Karen Valentine from Room 222. You might not remember that, but it was.
I do remember, I do know the name.
And Dixie Carter was born this day,
Oh, wow.
and you know she can tell you the story about the night that the lights went out in Georgia.
That's right, she can.
Oh, Leslie Uggams.
Wow, there's lots of birthdays. This
A
site
lot of
does
birthdays
need to
today.
step it up because, wow. And then also, there were a couple celebrity deaths in his, starting with 2007, Charles Nelson Reilly.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a big one.
I
And
didn't, I thought he had died before that.
I wouldn't have been surprised.
Well, yeah, because they basically killed him in the social media did, and because he was from that group. He was from the guys in the 60s that tried to make it on TV as gay.
Right. Yeah. And
Oh,
also,
I was watching the WoW report, and Tom, who's the one of the producers, creators of RuPaul's Drag Race, he was talking about, well, I met Rex Freed once. I was dating Jim J. Bullock, and we had gone to this party, and I was like, what? Oh my God, how exciting. It's just, because you all of a sudden we start hearing about the lifestyle that these men had that we couldn't find out about at that point.
Right,
So that
which
was
is
good.
sad because I love hearing about those old
Yeah,
stories like that.
and Rex Reed was really rude to him, so that was his whole story. But Jim
That's
J.
not a
Bullock,
surprise.
wow, yeah, okay.
Well, I love Jim too.
Any other
But
celebrity
yeah,
deaths?
Charles Nelson Reilly was a big was like the mentor to Auntie Vera Charles too. So that's another
Oh,
connection.
and one interesting thing, he was the only person. I think that got nominated for Hello Dolly when it came out, and he was the only person that he didn't win. That was nominated. I mean, it's yeah. So, and it's like, I mean, he was Cornelius Hackle, one of the great, great roles, right? Well, the gentleman that just died last year on Broadway, the gay, he was, oh God, I can't think of his name now. That everyone was just heartbroken because he suddenly died out of nowhere. And
Not Wesley Jordan.
no.
Okay, that was
Broadway.
years ago. Gotcha.
Anyway, and but he played Cornelius Hackle in Bette Midler's version and won the Tony. So I felt kind of like, well, finally Cornelius Hackle gets his Tony. So yeah.
And then also in 2017, Greg Allman died. So, and now let's see if we celebrated any holidays today other than the big main one, of course. Today is Greek Pride. Oh, sorry, not Greek. Geek Pride Day. Well, I guess I can be proud that I'm kind of geeky. I'm kind of geek adjacent. So,
Girl, you're on WoW.
well,
You're a
yes, but
geek.
I'm not as computer literate as I guess I should be for total geekdom. It's also International Free Plastic Day, Plastic Free Day. Are you plastic free? I am strando at plastic, so I am not.
Yeah, I'm not no, but one thing that I was thinking about is, how they have for clothing and for like dishes, how they have the little packet things with the stuff in them and they melt.
Yes.
Isn't that made of some sort of meltable plastic?
I think so.
And so what you're doing is you're coating your plates with plastic
Oh, well,
that you eat off of?
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Gavin Creel. He's the gentleman that died a few years ago. Well, actually,
Oh gosh, yes, okay.
yeah,
Oh, that was
and
sad.
but he was Cornelius Hackle, and that was I
Yeah.
was very, very happy for him and for the character. Okay, so I just wanted to make sure that.
That we now we are plastic free as in, and we no longer have plastic bags in California, at
Oh
least.
yeah, I
Yeah,
have.
which and I do hate the paper bags, but
Well, they do have plastic that they give out at some of the stores instead of paper, and they're gross and they smell terrible.
they don't even do that anymore.
Oh,
When was the last time you've been
go
to
to Foods Co.
a okay? Because any place else that I've been, they do not do plastic bags anymore at all. But what am I gonna say? I don't know. I don't know. I'm always wondering why they don't take all the stuff from landfills and figure out a way to compress it all together and make like cheap housing out of it for people that need housing.
Well, or like, well, first of all, the problem with that is we can't get people to recycle, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I'm talking about landfill. I mean, you could
Well,
take
I know, but the
landfill.
landfill, I mean, you landfill has a little bit of everything, and
Yes,
you
and
really can't.
if you burn it all down and melt it all down and make
Oh yeah,
sheets out
because
of it,
that's not bad for the environment.
you know, gotta do what we gotta do. Anyway, it's also Memorial Day, of course. It's also National Brown Baguette Day. Yeah, that was every day that I've been to the store for months and months now. National Missing Children's Day. I am not missing any children. But yeah, that's another thing. I just think all kids and pets should be like tagged and chipped so that
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I really don't, except in the long scheme of things. But you know,
no.
because then you start getting into Animal Farm and 1984 shit.
Right,
But
exactly. At 18, you should have your chip taken out, but
sure. But you know, I mean, it's just, I mean, you do it on your dog. Why wouldn't you do it on your kid?
right, exactly.
It's just, you know, there for protection, at least at this point.
Yeah.
And you'd always know where they were.
Right. It's not like when I open my app and I'm like, where is he? Is he on his way yet? So, yeah. All right. National Tap Dance Day. Did you ever tap dance?
I don't have that kind of no.
Yeah, me
Yeah,
neither.
I think it's being dyslexic probably has something to do with it, but
I used to be able to dance okay, but not a tap dance.
No.
Right, National Wine Day.
Well, you do a lot of that.
I wine all the time, Mrs. Sheffield. All right, and it's also National Towel Day. Have you done anything with a towel today?
Not today.
Maybe a rag, not a towel. All right. Well, those are the days of our history lives. And next, we're going to celebrate some fabulous birthdays. Maybe. Bueller. Bueller. Some point. Something. There we go. Happy birthday to Mercury and Raymond. And upcoming birthdays, we have Raven, Travis, Robert. Peter, Lynn, Arthur Pett Henshaw. We have Curtis. Peter, used to be a podcaster, Mr. Peter. We have former podcaster Nicholas, and also one of our amazing patrons, Mr. Nick. Happy birthday, Nick. We have Mike, local legend, Mr. Mike, part of the chorus. We have Dan, Matthew, Thomas, who we used to act with. We have Ian Harvey, the amazing star who has been on Will and Grace and other amazing shows. We love him.
Yeah, I don't know why he doesn't get more work, because he's
No.
actually really good, but they give him a role, he's got like two or three lines, and it's like I can't figure out why.
Yeah. He's fun. We also have singer Xavier Toscano, who is going to be at one of the local prides not too long here. And we have all sweet former podcaster, Miss Nessa. Happy birthday, Nessa. And then we have Mr. Ronald, Rick, Marcus and Brandon. Happy birthday, y'all. Have big ol's corner of cake for Mrs. Bacon. All right, where are we? There we are. All right, and it's time for Chub Hugs. I want to send a big Chub Hug out to the Golden Rule Services team that pulled together for the NorCal AIDS cycle. which is our local bike ride for HIV and AIDS, raising money and awareness. And we had an amazing year where we had several riders that rode, gosh, what is it, 300 or 400 miles now, I think, and raised quite a bit of money. And then we also had a part of our team who crewed all the lunches,
Wow.
and the
Yeah.
yeah, and that is just as important as the race.
So now what do they do? Do they ride for like 100 miles and then
Every day
it
for every day for like 3 to 4 days. I think it's 4 days now. They ride 100 miles at a different track area around Northern California.
Oh, so it's not like it used to be where they would actually go to Southern California.
Right. No,
Oh,
no,
good. Because
no.
that always was like, that's
Yeah.
ridiculous.
Yeah, that
And
was actually a different one, because there's like two or three. But now the LA one, the Southern California ones, it's either the Central or the Southern California bike rides. They have joined up with us up here. But altogether, NorCal raised this year, I think, around $230,000.
nice.
So that's wonderful. So, and it goes to benefit all of our local charities that work in HIV service. So, all right. How about you?
Let's see. Well,
Our buddy.
anybody that comes into the sound of the president's voice, I send out a chub hug too, because I'm sure that you feel the same way I do, that just the sound of his voice can ruin your entire day.
I just see him standing out there on the lawn, and all of a
Talking
sudden,
about the hole, right?
I was going to say, all of a sudden, like a bug flies in his face, and he's like, "Oh, this is why I need a ballroom."
Yeah, really. I
Tired of
mean,
hearing about his ballroom.
well, and it's so funny because they had the shots fired by some, it sounded so set up, another setup.
Well, I
And
don't
of
even think
course, then
it.
they kill the guy. They
And
kill the
I
guy and go, oh, don't worry, he's dead. And it's like, you took some idiot who's a DC nut job, and you
Young, 21 years old.
turned him into an assassin or
Right.
attempted assassin, and so you could advance your ballroom, because that's exactly what it looks and feels like to
It
me.
didn't, I don't even think that he actually fired any
It
shots.
was he wasn't even near the grounds. He was like a block
Oh
away.
yeah, he wasn't. But yeah, and then all the shoot, all the return gunfire. They just like 30 of them or
Oh,
like,
well, no,
hey, I think he's dead.
it sounded like 4th of July.
Yeah.
It was just, and I loved how they had one reporter go, "What is that noise? What is
Oh
that?"
yeah.
And the other one is on the ground underneath a table, and
Right.
which I would have been too, because,
All the other, yeah, all the others are like, "Oh, we're out of here." And then she's just like, "What's that? What's that? Like, well, what do you think it is, you idiot?"
Well, this is a person who's never grown up in an area that wasn't safe.
Apparently. It's like,
So
did you
they're
come off of the
oblivious.
farm, girl?
Yeah, so they're completely oblivious to real life happening.
that was just tragic. But yeah, that whole thing, I'm just like, and you know, the thing is like, it happened, and you know how they would have all these breaking alerts and everything when stuff like that happened.
Yeah.
But this, it was just like, you find out like half a day later, oh yeah, there was something.
Oh, and also I'd like to send out chub hugs to the 13 who have died that Trump seems to not give a shit about. Because
Yeah.
he goes, 13, everyone goes, you had 13 people die. Well, they had hundreds of thousands of people die, and I only had 13. I think I'm doing okay. And it's like, what? What are you doing? What are you saying?
Yeah,
What kind of
it's
moron are you? Well, we already know
exactly.
that, so yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, moving
All
on.
right. Yeah. All right. So, our feedback today, Mr. Dennis, commented on our YouTube page and said, "We are here watching and listening." And they are from Salem, Massachusetts. You know, when someone from Salem is watching and listening.
I bet I would love to have them let us know what
They're where.
Salem's like during at least Halloween. I'm sure that I know that they take full advantage of making it an event place, but what do they do? I mean, do they go out and celebrate for the Halloween in Salem, or are they like are they like us, shut the door, turn off the light?
That'd be
Because
interesting. Yeah, we'd love to
yeah,
hear
because I mean, we don't. I mean, there are few places outside of Salem and probably New Orleans that are haunted. You know, are they have a history, if not
a
being,
built-up history.
yeah. So it'd be interesting to hear, because I always thought that'd be a fun place to go during Halloween, but then I don't like Halloween that much, so.
All right.
Oh, by the way, there's movies on sale on Fandango, so I know you like the holiday specials, so
Oh, I do.
yeah.
Okay, I'll have to go check that out. All right.
Oh, they actually have, I think it was five horror films for $10.
Oh, I'm not so much into horror films, but horror
But you
films
never,
are subjective.
yeah, you never know what that means by horror. Yeah. It could be something Wicked This Way Comes from Disney. Or it could be, the thing. Yeah, so.
Oh, the thing. Wow. Okay. Sean says, loved arcade games in the 80s, but never cared much for Pac-Man. Galaga and Time Pilot are two games I really enjoyed back then and would gladly play today if I came across them. Well,
Well,
that's fun. I don't know those two,
I'm sure you
actually.
can find them anywhere in some sort of form these days, because they are loving bringing back the old games. Because it's what was I was just watching oh, I was watching Shrek, and I was which I'll share later, but I was thinking, it really holds up well if you're my age, and because they were so spot on to what was going on in the world when they came out. And it's like, now I'm thinking, some of the references someone under the age of 35 might not even get. So, but yeah, it's, I always find it interesting when you're watching an old show and you're laughing and having a good time with it, going, wow, no one's going to get this these days. And but that's why these kind of shows get remade, unfortunately. Because we got a whole new audience.
That's true. All right. The only ones that the only real arcade game that I ever really was into was this one called Gorf. And I swear the name sounds like I'm remembering it wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was called Gorf. And it was a space game that you had to, had a little spaceship and you were blowing up all the aliens and they're throwing stuff at you. And I was so into it and I didn't realize that I had this habit of like when I was moving the ship, I was like moving, hitting my leg with my foot, my other foot. And I was so into it that I actually knocked my leg out from underneath me at one point. So, yeah. But there was me and one other girl that ended up playing it and beating it, and it was really fun.
Yeah, I just like pinball machines better. They make more noise. You know, they you know they were fun, and they were I it's probably because it's actual you're physically playing the game, where I mean, granted, you're physically playing Pac-Man too, but different.
One of them, not early ones, these were in the 2000s, early 2000s, that they had at 7-Elevens, and I think it was like Street Fighter or something like that. My cousin and I beat that one. That was fun.
What, like with a bat?
No, we just where
Oh,
I
you
could
played it.
actually
You
play it and
okay.
do it. Granted, we had a lot of quarters learning how to do it. All right, celebrity deaths.
Okay. Kyle Busch, two-time NASCAR series champion. He died at the age of 41. That seems a little young.
Well, and you know what he died of?
No.
He actually had a respiratory
That's
infection,
right. And
and
sepsis, right?
yeah,
Yeah.
yep, yes, Mr. Nephi made sure that I knew about that.
Yeah, and then former U.S. Representative Barney Frank, one of the first openly gay members of Congress, died at the age of 86.
Yes. He was, when I first started working in journalism, he was quite a big name still, and very well known.
Yeah.
Yep. So, because he was one of the few openly gay ones.
Oh yeah. Well, actually, I think he was the only openly gay one.
Yeah, I think
For
he, and then he and Sheila Kuehl, they were the two. Because there was a couple women, and Sheila Kuehl was one of those. And for anyone that doesn't know, remember Sheila Kuehl, the lesbian Californian politician, she was also on
on.
the sitcom. Now I'm gonna have to look it up because I'm sure that you knew.
Yeah,
Is
no,
it
she was on
or
no,
Father Knows
it's
Best or?
no, I know this, just a minute, let me stop saying names.
Okay.
Dobie Gillis.
Let's see. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's 85, and she was on. Oh, come on. TV show. Come on. You'd think that they would just show it right there, right?
Dobie Gillis.
Yes. Bring me the head of Dobie Gillis. And, oh, she was also in Zelda.
She was Zelda on Dobie Gillis.
Oh, well, there you go. So, yeah. Anyway, very fun.
And not dead.
That's true. 85.
Yeah.
Going strong.
Well, let me tell you about my week.
Okay.
Okay, so like I said, I did watch Shrek 1 and 2. God, such well-made shows. They really are. They're
They
so
were.
good. I'm kind of hesitant on going to 3 and 4. Well, 3 because it was the children show. They had to jump the shark for the kids. So yeah, we'll see what happens there. Survivor finished this week. This was Survivor 50. Aubrey won. One and she was, I just never can figure out what these people want, when they're picking the winner. Sometimes, well, I remember it used to always be who was the best player. There was that game, right? And then we went for a while, which is, because like Richard Hatch won, and a few of the different people at the beginning that won were like they were really playing the game well, both Survivor and the shifty part of the game. And then it was you pissed me off, so you're not going to win. I'm going to make sure that nobody on the jury votes for you because you fucked me around. And I thought, no, that's not the way the game, the whole thing is, it's a game. You're supposed to fuck the people around, and there's it should go to the best player. And then later on, it went back and forth, back and forth. And right now, it's pretty much, if you don't make some sort of big move that they can calculate, took out like major people, you're not going to win. Because like it was down to Joe, Jonathan, and Aubrey, and Aubrey had been. She had been spending the past few weeks just trying not to get voted off, but switching the script around to where she wasn't getting voted off. So she did a lot of that over the last, I'd say the last probably month, last 4 or 5 shows, where, and then Jonathan, he was out there commanding. He was making things happen, and he really did it. But Joe, on the other hand, floated all the way through, got no votes, which is fine. I don't, and they've done it before where they've said, well, you pissed me off and you pissed me off, but you didn't, so I'm giving you my vote. And it's like, they didn't do anything. We didn't even know who they were until all of a sudden they were on the jury. I mean, they were here on the finals, and it's like they have nothing to show for it, and you're going to give them $1 million. Fuck you people. So
Wow.
anyway, Aubrey wins.
Ooh.
Let's see. Da, da, da. RuPaul, we finished the first bracket last week, which was the first three shows. Now we had our first show of the second bracket, and they're I kind of like the way they do with the All-Stars, because what happens is they put six queens in, they give them three shows, and whoever gets the most points and wins during those three shows moves on to the semifinals, which I think works really well. Except then you start getting this, that sometimes the queens will manipulate to get their friends further into the game, and that's what I don't like about it. I really want it to be about the best people, not about the most strategic people.
Right. Yeah, I see
I
that.
mean, you can still have all the drama without honoring people who were pieces of shit.
Yeah.
It's still fun. It's on MTV. No, it's not on MTV. I think it's only on Paramount Plus. So, we finished Lord of the Flies l this week, and it was much better. I mean, it was really well done. But it's just the ending, where basically these kids have run amok for however long they've been on this island. Kids have died. They're running around like animals, and then all of a sudden a ship comes, a naval ship comes, and says, "Okay, we're here to take you home." Because, well, actually, the great part is they're trying to burn out. They've got this one kid who they're trying to catch, so they s basically set the island on fire, and that's what the smoke from that is what attracts the ship for them to get rescued. And you just it's like, what's going to happen to these kids? They're not going to. They probably won't even mention the kids that died, because at this point, until they get home and go, hey, what happened to, Piggy? And Simon? They didn't make it in the crash. They can say whatever and cover up for themselves. And I always thought it was wrong. Because I would have been one of the kids they probably would have killed. Let's see. There's a show called Gary, and it's a one episode, hopefully, one episode of The Bear, the show The Bear, where they it's two of the characters, the brother that died, that had killed himself at the before the start of The Bear, he and the guy who's the head waiter, they were friends, and they were on a basically a road trip to Gary, Indiana, to get something and or deliver something. And it's like, what a horrible show this was. I mean, I can't believe I was sitting through it. And I thought, well, it's got to get better, because it's, The Bear. It
Yeah.
didn't. It didn't. At the end was so horrible. Basically, they were doing this delivery, but they ended up in a bar. The brother that the bear's brother who killed himself, he just said some of the most awful things to the other character. Just awful. And it's like when people say just rude, horrible, cruel things to somebody for no good reason, just because they can. And you and I have both been at the other end of that for years, so it was I was not happy with it. The boys have finished up. I don't know if you've seen the
I have
boys.
not finished it yet.
Okay. Well, it's there for you to finish. And so I won't give anything away.
Okay.
But it's finished.
Are you happy
So
with it?
I would have, well, it's kind of there are pluses and minuses. Things I was like, okay, yeah. And other things I'm thinking, well, I don't think that's smart, but
Okay.
yeah.
We'll talk about it next week then.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So, and other than that, I have just been I've been having a hip knee problem. And so it's I can't sleep. I mean, I can, but it gets rough. I have to, make sure I don't the way I move, and but it's a continual problem. When I will solve this.
Yeah,
But it's
I have a locker if you need one.
yeah, I've got one too. Thanks. There is I'm thinking about writing a book. It's called Sleeping, The New Car Crash.
Oh,
So,
gosh.
because everything that happens to me happens in bed, and not good bed.
Oh,
Just,
wow.
I mean, it's like, I sleep too long and I feel like I've been beaten up. If I don't sleep long enough, I feel better physically. But I like last night I got 5 hours sleep.
Yeah.
So
Well,
and so
sometimes maybe you just need to get a Posturepedic.
oh I've we've got a decent bed. That's not the bed's fault. It's
I was just saying, you can lift it up and adjust it and move it around, and yeah, it can make it shake you. And
I can't sit in bed. Can you sit in bed?
unfortunately, no.
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah, it's
I could sit in a bed that was propped up, but
No,
no.
that's not a bed. That's a propped up bed. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's a posturepedic that goes zzz.
Exactly. But
Yeah.
no, actually, one of the things that I miss is being able actually to sit cross-legged on my bed and watch TV. I
Oh, I
can't
know.
anymore, and I miss it.
Yeah, Indian style.
Yeah,
Oh wait,
cross-legged.
that's probably not the right thing to
Yeah,
say.
so cross-legged.
Cross leg,
Yeah.
yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, you're weak.
Well, you will not believe this, but I've been watching this show called Naked and Afraid. Yes, it is the like fourth week in a row. So for like a solid month, I think now I've been watching this show because that little ADHD part of my brain says you will finish this before you will watch anything else. And so, yes, I have been watching this show, and man, some of the people that go in there, okay, so my one question that it always boils down to is, have you seen the show before? You're going on it. It's been there for 18 years. It's got like three offshoots. It's like, and you go on there, and the first thing out of your mouth is, I really hope I get a partner that understands that I'm the man and I wear the pants in this relate in this thing. And the other thing is, how many people that come into it and they're like, my wife or husband or partner said, just no cuddling. I can't handle it if you're gonna cuddle naked. Like what? Like you're accidentally gonna go, oops, my penis slipped in. Like, I just don't fucking get that bullshit. It's the middle of the Amazon. It's 40 degrees. You're gonna die of hypothermia, but don't cuddle.
Wait, let me ask you this.
Yes.
How are they filmed?
As far as like,
Is there a filming crew?
yes.
So
So
there's
they're
somebody
okay.
with them
So
the whole time.
at nighttime, they each have a diary cam that they take around with them. And sometimes they, if they're gonna like climb a tree or something like that, they give them like a head camera.
Sure.
And then there are cameras that are stationed outside of like wherever their little living area is, and they leave them overnight. Like they have a separate camp or whatever that they go to. But other than that, yes, there's a film crew that follows them around. They've got like a wildlife handler person. There's a med person. So there's like six people, I think, and it's like Naked and Afraid, and they're all alone. And I'm like, no, they're not.
Yeah, because well, that's the thing. People are always like, I don't think I could handle Survivor, to be all alone like that. And it's like, you mean with the camera crew and the producer?
All right. The only thing is that, yeah, the camera crew and the producer and all that, you don't talk to them. So they and but they don't feed them, they don't talk to them, they don't give them any help at all. They just follow them around basically. But whatever dumb decisions that they those two or four, sometimes they have multiple people, whatever dumb decisions they decide to do, the camera crew just follows them around and doesn't say anything, including when they eat something that they're not supposed to eat and are vomiting and have to be med-teched out. And the camera crew is just like, oh, this is going to be some good drama. They're going to be vomiting in about 5 minutes. So,
Well,
yeah.
I remember there was a Survivor where they said, we found this granola bar wrapper. Somebody snuck in granola bars. And I'm thinking, yeah, it was probably a cameraman. What are you fucking talking about?
Yeah,
And
they actually, yeah.
they would not let it go, and they had to blame somebody. And they ended up sending somebody home, and they're going, I didn't have a good
Granola.
thank you. I didn't
Yeah.
have a granola bar.
Yeah. But I wouldn't be surprised at that either. On this one though, they are pretty good with that, but they did have one episode where there were these two people, and I think one of them got so weak that she actually like passed out and fell in a fire. And then her partner, like during the night, like s found out where the other camp was and snuck over there and took some food and brought it back so that he and his partner could have something to eat because they were like basically on death's door. And they got kicked out. They
Well,
got.
I remember they had a show like Alone, where
Yeah.
they had all the different camps, and then but they could join camps up if they wanted to, and they were stealing from each other. And I'm thinking, I don't
Oh,
want
I
to see
saw that. I
this.
saw that one. That's the
Yeah.
only one that I saw. Yeah.
And it was ridiculous.
Yeah. That was crazy. But the one question that I always come back to is, have you not seen any of the other 18 fucking seasons of this show? When you're in the middle of a jungle, a rain jungle, or you know, that's a rainforest, and you don't build anything over your fire so it doesn't go out, or you're gonna be in a place that has so many bugs and mosquitoes that it's gonna drive you fucking crazy, and you don't build an enclosure, you know, or bring a mosquito net. So, yeah,
Well, look how many people are on Survivor who don't know how to make a fire
Yeah.
without a flint. And it's
Right.
like, and half the people have glasses on.
Well, right.
Did you
Yes.
never
Yeah.
burn out an ant hill with, like a magnifying glass?
Yeah.
I thought everybody did that.
I do remember a kid that I hung out with as a kid that was like that showed me that, and I was like, "You're killing me." Yeah. But yeah. There with this And they actually, there are most of the time, depending on where they are and how important they finally learn in later seasons, they can bring, because they can each bring like one item. Usually one person brings like a machete, or some sort of knife that can cut stuff. And then the other person usually brings like, I don't know, a mosquito net or duct tape or something like that.
Duct tape.
Yes, and trust me, it has come in like I'm like, oh, that's actually kind of genius because you can make shoes out of it.
Oh, I
Put
thought you.
your house together with that. You know, it's like,
Or you tie up your partner who's an asshole.
well, you know, whatever works. But the oh gosh, where was I going with that?
that these
But that
people.
they will actually, they would, a lot of times the production crew will actually give them a pot to boil stuff in, to boil water, and a fire starter so that they
Okay.
have the way to do it without having to, because on the earlier ones, they had to just do it with the sticks or however they, or if one of them actually brought a fire starter with them. But yeah. But there are people. There was this one episode that I just finished watching with this guy who was the one who did the whole, I wear the pants in this family. I'm kind of the alpha. He left like I think on like day two or something like that because she actually like said something to him about, you're not listening to me. And she was the one making sense. He was doing dumb things. And she just said, I would appreciate it if you would include me in this decision making. And he's like, that's it, I'm tapping. And he was gone. And she stayed out there the rest of the 21 days by herself. I'm like, you do it, girl, you do it. Anyway, so I think I finished the main show. I don't know if I'll watch any of the others, but I'll probably take a break from it before I
So you
do.
watched 18 seasons?
18 seasons minus, there was one season that I didn't watch because it was behind a paywall and I'm not paying to see it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think there may have been a second season that's behind that either was or is now behind a paywall. But yeah, because there was a couple people that because these people keep coming back. Especially if they don't make their full time that they're supposed to be out there, they'll come back like two or three seasons later and be like, I'm ready to do it again. Like, you are an idiot. Didn't you learn the first time?
Oh, and I think I remembered what I was going to mention during my week, which kind of works with the same way that with Bewitched. I'm almost finished with season three, which means I'm like 150 episodes in, basically, and I've now removed it from my viewing.
I know, but it's
It's not
sad.
good. It's not good. And that's, and I love everybody. I love everybody on the show, except for Larry. But I love everybody on the show. Everybody from Endura to Aunt Clara to Uncle Arthur. And of course, Elizabeth Montgomery, otherwise known as the Judith Light of her generation. So gay po positive. I mean, she created a show that housed probably, most of the gay people in the business. She gave them work, or at least her company did. So, but it's just these shows are like it's some of them are so lame that I can't.
And not only that, but you're getting to the parts where there's going to be episodes that like that where you can tell that they kind of just did the same script, but
Oh,
they changed. And not only that, but man, by the time there's episodes 7 and 8, they'll do the reruns or they'll do the memories. Like, oh, do you remember that time
oh,
when?
no.
Like, oh, it's the Christmas episode from season one again.
Oh, I hate flashbacks. Oh, and lazy fat flashbacks at that. But then, I still can't get over it that in that day. And they were still making that many episodes.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. And they wonder why there was burnout. So.
All right, the other show that I've been watching is Red Dwarf, and that we've talked about that before,
Girl,
the little space comedy.
red little person.
Yes, sorry, Nephi. But no, Red Dwarf is such a fun show. God, and it's one of those cultural, especially British cultural iconic shows. So, I did want to point out that because Heather and I watch Blake 7,
Oh, yeah.
which we're still working through after like a year and a half, actor that plays the only character on there that we liked, Villa. The actor that played him actually died, and you were the one that asked me about
Right.
him.
Well, and I was trying to find, first of all, they said he died sometime in May. It's
Right.
like, come
Yeah.
on, you guys have got to be a little closer to that. Come on. You just announced it today. When was this? What happened? And
Yeah.
I didn't add it to my list because I kept waiting to get better information. And
Right. And there
I
really
didn't think we were
wasn't.
going to record today, so.
Yeah, right. And there really wasn't a bunch of information about it, except that, yeah, they a lot of places, like you had said, were saying that he was well known for Doctor Who. And I'm like, I watched enough Doctor Who that I don't remember him at all in there. And it turned out that he was known for doing voice, like vo audio Doctor Who
Oh.
type
Oh,
voice.
okay.
And I'm like, that's a little beyond me. I'm
Yeah, because they
not
almost
there.
made it sound like he was one of the Doctor Whos.
Yeah,
And
right.
I thought, well, maybe, one of the earlier ones, I wouldn't know the difference,
Well, and
actually.
they downplayed his Blake Seven, and I'm like, he was the only person who was on the every single season of Blake Seven.
Every
Wow.
episode, yeah.
Yeah. So except for
So.
one other actor, I think. But anyway, other than that, I've been writing. I have picked up started to work again on a story. It's taking very slow. I'm kind of basically just making myself write at least a paragraph a day or so to make myself write something. And I've been working in the front room, turning it into a basically an exercise room. Because I of course have ha I have my treadmill out there, but mother decided that since I didn't have mine hooked up recently, that she was going to get her own treadmill, not probably processing that I was going to have to be the one to put it up and put it together and all that. So it's still in a box at the moment. Yeah, so putting together the front room, and then I have this month, I believe it is this month. It could have been last month, but it was brought to my attention that it is my anniversary of 19 years of podcasting. So I have been doing this for 19 years. Started out with Spanking B. Arthur. And then, of course, moved on to the BGSS that I do with Mr. Ouija, and then have had numerous other podcasts, including Pocket Talk and one episode of Sorry Marina that never took off. Gosh, what else? Chubbs Gone Wild. Of course, we were originally named No Fats, No Femmes, but nobody got it. So, yeah. That it? I think there was more. I don't remember. Anyway, here we are, face to face, a couple of silver spoons. Now it's time to ask Love It or Hate It. Fortnite. You're like, what is it?
Is that a game?
It is a game.
No idea.
Yeah, it is actually one of the most popular games that I hear people playing and their kids
Is there a movie?
fighting over.
I
You know
know.
what? I
I
yes,
bet.
actually, there is. And it is that one of the new Jack Black type movies? I think so.
Minecraft.
They're building out of blocks or some
That's Minecraft.
shit.
That's what?
Minecraft.
That's
Oh,
Minecraft.
that's Minecraft. Oh, okay. Well, Fortnite. Oh, okay, Fortnite. No, that's a different
He
game.
does
I
make
remember now.
he's
And
game.
no,
He's
I've
making it
never
up as he
played.
goes along.
I have never played. No, that was, I think that, wasn't that the one, Ask Your Boy? Wasn't that the one where,
He
like,
says it's
you got.
a gunfire one. You shoot a
True.
gun.
Okay, I thought it was one of the ones where if you got killed, like, all your shit just laid there and people could come steal it.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah. So anyway, no, I've never played it and have no clue. All right. Hey, Chubbs. Timothy wants to know.
Oh God, we're gonna slap him for these questions. Go ahead.
These are interesting. In a recent Illinois bill, AI developers asked to be free of liability if someone did harm to someone else as a result of what the program told them to do. It was nicknamed the get out of jail free card. Is it fair to blame AI companies for harmful outcomes if humans are ultimately choosing their own actions?
Yes.
I think both are to blame.
Well, yeah, but you can't, you don't get.
Okay. If an AI program tells you to kill yourself and you kill yourself, then the family, I think, has a right to hold the company
Exactly.
liable.
Yes.
However, if an AI tells somebody you should go across the street and kill your neighbor, then I'm sorry, but the person who went across the street and kills a neighbor needs to have some accountability as well.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
That
But
that's my complete takeaway on there.
you cannot, this isn't like your Hinkle's knives and somebody takes a Hinkle's knives and kills somebody with it. That's not the same thing. Your software is suggesting that people do bad things.
Right.
Now, if you decide to do that bad thing, and you're a sound mind, then you need to, that's a whole different story, but yeah, no,
Right.
these companies have got to stop. Well, I mean, why wouldn't they try it to do it to get this done? I mean, Trump's trying to get, he can't, no more audits for my family,
Oh yeah,
whatever.
ever more businesses, ever.
Oh, whatever. This is, yeah, no, but I mean, obviously, the person that does the Does it's going to be held accountable, but the AI people need to be held accountable
Yes,
as well.
absolutely.
Now, I'm not sure what that means. I mean, you can't blame one person except for maybe the CEO. I don't know, but there's got to be some accountability.
Yes. All right. Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know another AI question.
Oof.
It's been reported that some college students noticed that their expensive textbooks look and read like they were written by AI. Excuse me. One student even noticed a chat GPT prompt was accidentally left on one of the pages. If students can get in trouble for using AI on assignments, should publishers and professors be allowed to use AI to create textbooks and course materials?
I have no problem with that. I mean, it's
With
just
the
another tool. That's like using your Encyclopedia Britannica to do research for a book. And I think it's fine as long as the stuff is correct. But
Well, yeah, that's the thing is that
yeah, it can't
if
be like Wikipedia that anybody can add to.
right, if you are the teacher and you use ChatGPT or one of those programs to write out the source material for whatever you're doing or working on, you need to read that shit, make sure it's cleaned up, but make sure it's also correct because I have used stuff like this to create scripts for Matinee Minutia, which, by the way, we recorded on Second Sight this week. So if you like that movie, go check it out. But because, basically it's pulling, I give it the site, like with the biographies of the actors that we're talking about, and I, say generate, a bio. This much biographical material for this. But when I have asked it to basically source different parts of the movie, I've noticed it getting stuff that's incorrect. And it's thrown like people, it actually threw like a cast member in there that had nothing to do with it. I ask it to give us any Star Trek connections that were from the cast, any cast members that were in any Star Trek production. And it has given me one that was never in a Star Trek production, and it skipped several that were like big Star Trek people. So you have to pay attention. But
Oh,
as
yeah.
far as doing the assignments, no, get your information, check it out, research it. But no.
Right. I mean, and we see it all the time on online, where, and I don't, now I'm starting to think, well, maybe it's not the people who are creating it. It may just be the ad. These things like, oh, here are 12 LGBTQ2 plus people who did went to this college or something. And it's like, these aren't even gay people. So I don't know if it's an AI mistake now, or if it's just the content people trying to get you to react to wrong
Well,
information,
and that's
because
my
it's
mom.
there's an awful lot of it. It's ridiculous.
My mom used to come in here because she got on these YouTube channels for a while, and she would come in here because she knows that I follow like the British family sometimes. At least I did when Liz was still around. And she would say that she's like, oh, Charles just advocated, or oh, they stripped Camilla of the Queen title or something like that. And I'd be like, that doesn't sound right. And I'd look it up. Nope, nothing about that at all. And it was a YouTube AI thing where they would just say, generate a crazy story about the royal family, and then they would generate a video to go along with it, and they would just throw the shit up there. Enough people get there, they get a lot of money from the hits and the watches and stuff like
Right.
that. But and for maybe, an hour's worth of work.
Are the ones I love to see, because they're horrible. But I would be generally interested in actually looking at it if I didn't know that right off the bat they were wrong. Like when they say, they show two pictures. They show a person that's on, like they show Christy McNichol, and it's going to be, oh, these are cast members of what was the
Facts
show?
of life.
Facts
Oh,
of
a
Life. No,
family.
family, you're right. Okay, so this is what the family cast members are, and they show a picture of Chris McNichol as a child and a picture of some guy with his legs cut off
Oh gosh.
sitting in a hospital bed, and I'm like, this is not a per no, it's actually the kid from Fame, the cute one with the kind of the he was the one of the actors on Fame. Actors, actor student.
Carlos.
Yeah, you,
Carlos Imperado. Yeah.
yes. And they show him with no legs in a hospital bed. And I'm like, what are they fucking doing? It's and it
Horrible.
and but the thing is that I don't want to go in and look at it because I already know it's wrong.
Right, and I don't want to give them the clicks
Sure.
for it.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay. All right. Okay, next question.
Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, some churches require its members to provide their tax returns to prove that they are tithing 10%. If a church wants to verify that members are donating 10% of their income, is that accountability of their faith, or is it overreach? It's fucking scamming. They are
Yes, that's all it
scamming.
is.
I have no patience for these churches, and as far as I'm concerned, almost 99% of them need to be taxed.
Oh yeah, tax the fuck out of them.
Because
Yeah.
the money and because the money is not going to actually helping the people that you're supposed to be giving it to help.
It's just building up a mega church. Yeah, I can't. I just it's horrible. It's horrible. But yeah, no religion. God, what other organization would make you pay out 10% of your salary?
And with the Mormon Church, it's non-negotiable.
Right.
It's like, oh, you're on EBT and Medi-Cal or Medicare or whatever. Well, you better be giving us some of those canned goods.
Pay your share.
All right. Thank you, Timothy, for those very crazy, well done,
Aggravating.
well done, well thought out
Yeah.
questions, and the source material to go along with them because that was important. All right, Timothy, or no, this is I remember the Cosby Show.
Yeah, I remember how cute Rudy was. That's the and she'd always come out and she'd do something adorable and let's face it, we enjoyed the fact that Bill Cosby actually would threaten to beat his children.
Okay.
Because one of my favorite lines is the beatings are about to begin, and everybody would run screaming. And but that's and it was great. It was well written. It was nice seeing. I mean, we had grown up for so long seeing. I mean, the Jeffersons were like the most successful black family we got to know on at least on let's say sitcoms.
Right, and they were very racially charged as well.
Sure. But at least they were a successful business people where now
Everything
it's
else was like
oh
everybody was
they were so
debased and was
poor.
struggling, and everybody was so poor, and
Yeah, and so when Cosby came around, he's a doctor, she was a lawyer, right?
lawyer,
Yeah. So I mean, this is a successful black family and it was something that America needed to see.
Yes, definitely and desperately. So, and it was wonderful because I love the show so much, and I grew up with Bill Cosby's comedy. It was very big in my house. My mom was a huge fan. So I'm and I've often said I didn't actually realize that he was black until I was late in my teens. He was just part of the family and our family culture. And so this show was very wonder was wonderful, and I have very good memories of the show,
Yeah.
which made it even more devastating when shit came out about how much of a awful person that he was.
Yeah, it's really tough when that happens. When you take because it was he was good. I mean, he was the first black actor to star, I believe, to star in a series, and a regular series that where he wasn't, well, he was the star, he wasn't the
Yeah,
servant.
he was the main. The
Our
show was about him,
yes, yeah,
by him,
because he did
and
I Spy, and then right after that you had Diane Carroll in she was the nurse
Oh
and
gosh, I know what you're talking about.
such a good show, but
Diana?
no, it was because her name was the name of the show. I'm pretty sure. Anyway, but you didn't have a whole lot of that. So when Cosby came around and he was successful and he was the family and it was so well written and it was really a cultural moment. And then then it makes having the rug pulled out underneath you all the worse. So,
The Diane Carroll Show,
was that it?
was a series of four whimsical variety specials that
No, that's not
okay,
it.
that was not it. Oh, Julia.
Julia, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a
So,
good show. Yeah.
but yeah, so I always think of him with mixed feelings because he was the wholesome, comedy, that I grew up with. But anyway,
Yeah.
all right. Well, with that, it's time for What's in Your Lunchbox.
Ooh.
Mr. Moose wrote in and he said, "It's Memorial Day. Hubby and I went to Farmer's Market to kill some time. It's been a rainy weekend, so we didn't go anywhere. Besides, we're saving up for an NYC trip this week."
Ooh.
Girl.
Oh, you know what? Hopefully I wonder if he got there in time to see Beaches, because that closes yesterday.
Oh.
So, well, I'll check,
Well,
because
it's Memorial Day,
I love
that he
Moose's
sent this.
trips.
Yeah.
So,
So he just sent this today, so probably not.
okay.
While at the farmer's market, we stopped in the seafood restaurant that's there. I got a plate of shrimp, including in the $13 price are hush puppies, potato wedgies, and slaw. Tasted good, but I couldn't eat it all. Really?
That looks good.
I would probably try to force myself. Although that does look like a
It
big
looks like a
food.
lot of fucking food,
Yeah.
especially if, I mean, how many shrimp are under that?
Oh no.
And
Not yet.
are there more shrimp underneath the fries or the wedges?
Yeah, that almost looks like a meal for two. It's
Yeah,
amazing.
that's nice though.
Yum.
Yum.
All
Yeah.
right. Okay, next photo is baked cream cheese pound cake. It's really moist. And
It's
there are two photos of that as
it's
well.
pretty though. It's pretty.
Gorgeous. Regular chocolate chip cookies. Beautiful. Love them. And then baked a pan of chocolate chip cookies.
Wonder how those are.
Cookie, what?
I wonder how they are.
The chocolate chip
Well,
cookies?
yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
it's because it looks like he just took the I refer to as the Toll House recipe and added chocolate to
Like cocoa
his
powder.
yeah. So
Okay.
I'm just wondering if, because the funny thing, what was I was watching some show, and they go someone said they were talking about cookie dough, and they said, oh yeah, we made the cookie dough, but with the basically the chocolate chip cookie dough recipe, but they didn't use the chocolate chips. And someone goes, what? And they go, otherwise you're just getting like a sugar cookie. And you can, chocolate chip cookies are good even when you don't get a lot of chocolate chips on them, because
Yeah.
the dough is just so tasty. So I'm just wondering if the chocolate would help or hinder it.
That's
So
interesting. I haven't really thought about that, but I would like to sample. If anyone wants to make some, I will sample.
that's so big of you.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we're here. All right, let's see what's in your lunchbox. Well, if you want to see these photos, and you do, go over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/chubsgonewild. Email us things for the show at chubsgonewild@gmail.com. And of course, you can find my other projects at justkisstheguy.com, and you can always find us on.
YouTube,
Yes.
where if you are watching us on YouTube, make sure you like and subscribe, and also let us know you're watching,
Yes, please.
and we'll call out to you.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for joining us and tuning in on this wonderful Memorial Day. We hope that you had a pleasant day. And if you had a pool party, that it wasn't canceled. And yeah. All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. This has been a For Fuck's Sake production.